All material used in this teaching is for spiritual training and educational purposes only. Some teachings may contain copyrighted material not specifically authorized by the copyright holder. No copyright infringement is intended. We suggest the purchase of copyrighted material for your spiritual edification. However, we do not promote sales of these teachings. We'd like to thank you for tuning in to our weekly program, For the Time Has Come. We are honored to bring to you Line Upon Line teachings through Welcome Holy Spirit International Ministry. We offer spiritual and marriage counseling, spiritual guidance, spiritual education, as well as fervent prayer. We appreciate all those who give to help us continue bringing the gospel around the world. We also like to thank BBS Radio for airing this program weekly. For the time has come, is now. Don't miss out. Tune in Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check your local time zones in your area and come journey with us. And now, get ready for an uncompromising fresh word as the bride of Christ be made ready during these end times. Here's your host, Apostle Sheldon and Prophet Jerome. Thank you, Holy Father.
Thank you, Father.
For this is the day that you have made.
Yes.
Let us rejoice and glad to be in it.
Oh, Father.
Thank you, Father. Yes.
You know, we don't take this day for granted.
That's right.
We don't take this opportunity to be able to come into your homes for granted.
Mm.
It is a joy
to
bring the holy words for such a time as this, with so much happening on the earth.
Yes.
So please take copious notes today.
Always, yes.
Write down what we're giving to you. Research it for yourself.
That's what we always say.
Yes.
Research it for yourself. Study to show yourselves approved. And any message that you listen to, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact us, and we will give you that information at the end of each broadcast.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Let me read Galatians 6, 7 through 8. Which reads, do not be deceived. Elohim, God, is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit, and we're talking about the Holy Spirit, will of the Spirit reap everlasting life.
Mm.
That's beautiful.
That's powerful.
That's beautiful.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for His word. Because His word is true.
Amen.
He is the truth, the way, and the life.
Yes.
And we do have a great message that we want to bring to you. Again, this is what the Holy Spirit placed in our heart to give to you all. And again, we ask you to research it for yourself.
Research it for yourself.
And again, if you have any questions,
yes,
please don't hesitate to reach out to us.
Thank you.
But before we go into today's message,
yes,
as always, join us in prayer.
Join us in prayer.
Holy Father, we pray that your people called by your holy name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. Then you, Holy Father, will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. We pray that those called by your holy name not commit fornication and sexual immorality. Help us all to be obedient to your law, your Torah, and obedient to your commandments. Because we love you, help us not to be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind, that all those called by your holy name may prove that which is good and acceptable, that we, your children, may know your perfect will for our lives.
Holy Father, we come to you according to your holy word, according to what has already been written thousands of years ago. Your holy word says in 2 Timothy 3:2-5, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of Elohim God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Have mercy, dear Father. Bring us to a place in you. Help us to help others. Help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in you and pleasing in your sight. These and all the many other blessings we pray in your mighty name, Yeshua.
Amen.
Amen.
Is Babylon, USA in Bible prophecy? In this study, we will discover how Babylon is mentioned and how the characteristics of Babylon line up with USA today. We will also discover in this study that Babylon refers to the kingdom of Hasatan, Satan, who rules Babylon. You won't find the word USA within scripture. Keep in mind, the United States of America was not yet discovered, nor were there any English-speaking people around during the time of historical Babylon. The USA is likened to the end-time nation of the daughter of Babylon, mentioned in the scriptures, which has many heads. The USA is only one part of the Babylonian system, and there are many other heads to the Babylonian system. Let us first look at the end-time physical land of Babylon. Satan's kingdom has many heads. In other words, it has many tentacles. How is USA considered an end-time nation that represents Babylon today? There was once a historical, physical land of Babylon where King Nebuchadnezzar was the king. In those biblical days, King Nebuchadnezzar was the prominent ruler or king of Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar took the southern kingdom, which is the house of Judah, into Babylonian captivity. Today, physical Babylon encompasses the area which we call today Iraq. We also find in 2 Kings 24, verse 15, that it talks about the captivity of Jerusalem. Let us read. And he, King Nebuchadnezzar, carried Jehoiakim captive to Babylon, the king's mother, the king's wives, his officers, and the mighty of the land. He carried into captivity from Jerusalem to Babylon. As we can see, there was a physical land of Babylon whereby King Nebuchadnezzar was the head of Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar took the southern kingdom or the house of Judah into captivity. Now let us look at the political system of Babylon. The governments of this world express political Babylon. The entity or system that is in our world today represents or encompasses political Babylon, known as the United Nations. Historically, thousands of years ago, Babylon was built by Nimrod. Let us take a look at Genesis 10 and 8. Cush begot Nimrod. And in Genesis 10, verse 9, it is written, Nimrod was a mighty hunter before the Lord, And again in Genesis 10, verse 10, we find, "And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel." In understanding who or what Babylon is and how the Bible describes Babylon, we see that it was Nimrod who built the original Babylon. In the Strong's Concordance, we find that the name Nimrod means rebellion, and this will bring a better understanding in knowing who and what Babylon is. Babylon represents rebellion against the God of Israel. In the book of Daniel, chapter 2, we are told that there was a dream that was given by the God of Israel to Nebuchadnezzar that Daniel interpreted. In this dream, Nebuchadnezzar was shown an image. The image Nebuchadnezzar was shown was the image of Babylon. Their Babylonian governmental system believed that their king held the power to rule over Israel while they were in exile. Let's look at Daniel chapter 2, verse 1, which reads, "Now, in the second year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams, and his spirit was so troubled." We find in Daniel 2:26, "The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, 'Are you able to make known to me the dream which I have seen and its interpretation?'" So Daniel interprets the king's dream. In Daniel 2, verse 31, it is written, "You, O king, were watching, and behold, a great image." And we find in Daniel 2, verse 32, that this image's head was of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze. And again in Daniel 2, verse 38, it reads, "You," and we're talking about Nebuchadnezzar, "are this head of gold." Now, let's take a look at the financial system of Babylon. Babylon is also mentioned in Scripture as being a financial Babylonian system. In Revelation 18, verses 2 through 3, we find that Babylon is described as a financial power or a financial system. Let us read. "And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, 'Babylon the great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury." So we see that Babylon is described and associated with the merchants of the earth, and it's also described as a financial system. We also find in Revelation 18, verse 11, "And the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their merchandise anymore." Next, we will see that Babylon is a religious system. In being a religious system, it demands worship of itself. Now, let's read Daniel 3, verse 1. "Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits." Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits. That's 60 cubits. And the breadth or the width is 6 cubits. Together, this adds up to 66, which is a reference or an allusion to 666. The image that was interpreted in Nebuchadnezzar's dream represents the kingdom of darkness. Daniel 3, verse 4 declares,
Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages." In Daniel 3, verse 5, it is written that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. In worshiping this image, the Babylonian system, we can see is very much associated with a religious system. In addition to the Bible describing Babylon as a physical land, as a financial system, as a political system, and as a religious system, we can see that it also describes Babylon as an end-time spiritual land. And this end-time spiritual land of Babylon is described as being the daughter of Babylon. USA has the characteristics of the historical Babylon, but is not literally the historical Babylon of old. In Jeremiah chapter 50, we will see in this chapter that Babylon being described is seen as being an end-time nation. Let us read Jeremiah 50 verse 1. The word that the Lord spoke against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans, by Jeremiah the prophet. The Lord spoke against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans, and the Chaldeans are today's Assyrians. In Jeremiah 50 verse 12, it is written, "Your mother shall be deeply ashamed. She who bore you shall be ashamed. Behold, the least of the nations shall be a wilderness, a dry land and a desert." What is the end time nation called? The daughter of Babylon. Let's read Isaiah 47 verse 1. "Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon." Again in Isaiah 47 verse 5, it reads, "Sit silent, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms." We read in Jeremiah 50 and verse 12 that Babylon, in that passage, is described as the least of the nations, or the last of the nations. And Jeremiah 50 verse 42 declares, "They shall hold the bow and the lance. They are cruel and shall not show mercy. Their voice shall roar like the sea. They shall ride on horses, set in array like a man for the battle, against you, O daughter of Babylon." Let us read Matthew 13 verse 39. "The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels." The time of this prophecy is during the end of days. Let us understand the references to the phrase, "the vengeance of the Lord," which is associated with the tribulation period. In Jeremiah 50 verse 3, we find, "For out of the north a nation comes up against her, which shall make her land desolate, and no one shall dwell therein. They shall move, they shall depart, both man and beast." Let us take note that the timing that this all will take place will be the vengeance of the Lord. We find in Jeremiah 50 verse 15 this, "For it is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance on her, as she has done, so do to her." In Jeremiah 50 verse 16, we find this, "Cut off the sore from Babylon, and him who handles the sickle and harvest time." Those who will come up against Babylon in the end of days, at the time of the vengeance of the Lord, at the time of the harvest, it says in Jeremiah 50 verse 42, They are cruel and shall not show mercy against you, O daughter of Babylon. And again, Babylon in this passage of scripture is described as the daughter of Babylon. Now let us look at Jeremiah 51 verse 1, which is the utter destruction of Babylon. The time reference we give is the vengeance of the Lord. Let us read Jeremiah 51 verse 1, which reads, "Thus says the Lord, behold, I will raise up against Babylon a destroying wind." And in Jeremiah 51 verse 11, it reads, "Make the arrows bright, gather the shields. The Lord has raised up the spirit of the kings of the Medes, which are today's Iranians. For his plan is against Babylon to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of the Lord." And we see in Jeremiah 51 verse 33, "For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor. When it is time to thresh her, yet a little while, and the time of her harvest will come." Hasatan, Satan, is the king of Babylon. It is important to know that Babylon is a term for the kingdom of darkness. Let us read Isaiah 14 verse 4 and Isaiah 14 verse 12. "That you will take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how the oppressor has ceased, the golden city ceased. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations." Isaiah 47 and 3 declares, "Your nakedness shall be uncovered. Yes, your shame will be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not arbitrate with a man." Welcome Holy Spirit International Ministry is bringing our radio program worldwide. For the time has come. We are honored to broadcast our program in over 37 countries and over 185 stations. We are bringing to you weekly an uncompromising gospel, line upon line, bringing the holy word of Elohim God to the nations as we prepare the elect bride of Christ for his return. For the time has come is now. Join hands with us on this journey. Taste and see how lives will be changed, how lives will be protected.
Through the holy word of Elohim God.
Without question, there has been a number of calamities all over the world, beginning with sorrows. As it has been written in Matthew 24, verses 7 through 8, "For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows, which we are witnessing all over the world, as well as many untimely deaths." We are given the reassurance in John 14, verse 1. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." We are not to let our hearts be troubled. Let us stay reminded that tomorrow is not promised to any of us.
Please take the opportunity to sow an offering for his word, for his business. We are in trying times and it's not getting any better. The word of Elohim has already been written that there will be no peace on this earth. We have grieved a holy Savior. The Holy Spirit showed me this years ago. I was shown great chaos and untimely death, where many will die not prepared, not ready, not knowing his word, not delivered. We're asking that you give so that we can continue to give his holy word to a dying nation. Tomorrow's not promised. Many are dying quickly.
We pray you help us help those who have an ear to hear what the Spirit of Elohim God is saying in this hour.
We are picking back up on Is Babylon USA in Bible Prophecy. As we shared, the name USA does not appear in the scriptures. The identification and characteristics should be obvious to anyone living today during these end times that USA is indeed the daughter of Babylon. We also revealed in our studies that Babylon refers to the kingdom of Hasatan, Satan, and Satan's kingdom has many heads. In other words, it has many tentacles. Let us summarize on what we have covered so far in our last study of Is Babylon USA in Bible Prophecy? We learned that Babylon is a term for the kingdom of darkness. Hasatan, Satan, is the king of Babylon in this hour. We learned that there is a physical historical land of Babylon ruled by King Nebuchadnezzar thousands of years ago, which is known today as Iraq. We read that there is a historical, physical land of Babylon. We also learned that there is a financial Babylonian system. There is a political Babylonian system. There is a spiritual Babylonian system. The Bible describes an end-time spiritual land of Babylon. And throughout our studies, we will reveal that its characteristics outline and underline the daughter of Babylon. Ancient Babylon was destroyed by the God of Israel for its evil ways. In this study on Is Babylon USA in Bible Prophecy, we will find that both chapters of Revelation 17 and Revelation 18 reference the same entity, and that this is a political entity, not a religious church. We can see the kings of the earth have committed fornication with the merchants of the earth then and now, and have become rich through the abundance of her luxury or delicacies. The character of Babylon outlined and underlined the daughter of Babylon. In Revelation 17, the word fornication in this passage refers to all the nations drinking the wine of her wrath. In understanding who or what Babylon is in the Holy Scriptures and the characteristics of Babylon, we find that Babylon is described in Scripture as a whore. Revelation 17:5 declares, "And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth." In Revelation 17:1 it reads, "Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot or whore who sits on many waters." Let's read Isaiah 47 verse 1. "Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground without a throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans. For you shall no more be called tender and delicate." And in Isaiah 47 verse 3, it reads, "Your nakedness shall be uncovered. Yes, your shame will be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not arbitrate with a man." The phrase "uncover your nakedness" in the Bible is associated with sexual immorality. We can see Babylon is described as being a harlot or whore. The harlot or whore is the woman's identity, which is the mystery.
It is written in Revelation 17, verse 15, this: "Then he said to me, 'The waters which you saw where the harlot sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues.'" We also find that Babylon is associated with being the glory of kingdoms. In Isaiah 13, verse 19, it reads, "And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldeans' pride, will be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah." The judgment of Babylon will be likened to that of Sodom and Gomorrah. And it is written in Isaiah 47, verse 5, that Babylon is also considered to be the Lady of Kingdoms. We also find in Isaiah 47, verse 1, "Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground without a throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans. For you shall no more be called tender and delicate." Babylon does not believe she will be judged. As we can also see, USA has the same characteristics as the ancient historical Babylon and is described as the daughter of Babylon. In Isaiah 47:5, she is called the Lady of Kingdoms. And in Isaiah 47 verse 1, she bears the same characteristics as the ancient historical land of Babylon. Let us reflect back to the passage of scripture in Isaiah 47 verse 7. "And you said, 'I shall be a lady forever.'" Babylon does not believe she will experience the wrath of the God of Israel. In Isaiah 47 verse 8, it is written, "Therefore, hear this now, you who are given to pleasures, who dwell securely, who say in your heart, 'I am, and there is no one else besides me. I shall not sit as a widow, nor shall I know the loss of children.'" Babylon still thinks she will be a lady forever, never to be destroyed. Now let us look at Revelation 18 verse 2 again, which reads, "And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, 'Babylon the great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird.'" We also read in Revelation 18 verse 3, "For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury." Let us also read Revelation 18, verse 7. "In the measure that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, in the same measure give her torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, 'I sit as queen and am no widow and will not see sorrow.'" We also find that Babylon is also associated with a land of pleasures. In Isaiah 47 verse 8, it is written, "Therefore hear this now, you who are given to pleasures, who dwell securely, who say in your heart, 'I am, and there is no one else besides me. I shall not sit as a widow, nor shall I know the loss of children.'" Babylon is also associated with deceit. Babylon believes she can get away with her wickedness, thinking no one sees her. In Isaiah 47 verse 10, we find, "For you have trusted in your wickedness. You have said, 'No one sees me.' Your wisdom and your knowledge have warped you. And you have said in your heart, 'I am, and there is no one else besides me.'" Again, we read in Isaiah 21 verse 9 that Babylon is fallen, and all the carved images of her gods he has broken to the ground. We find in this passage of scripture that Babylon is associated with idols. In Jeremiah 50 verse 38, it is written, that a drought is against her waters, and they will be dried up. For it is the land of carved images, and they are insane with their idols. Let us stay reminded of these scriptures that underline characteristics of Babylon. In Isaiah 47 verse 10, we find, "For you have trusted in your wickedness. You have said, 'No one sees me.' Your wisdom and your knowledge have warped you. And you have said in your heart, 'I am, and there is no one else besides me.'" Isaiah 21 verse 9 declares, "Babylon is fallen, and all the carved images of her gods he has broken to the ground." We find in this passage of scripture that Babylon is associated with idols. In Jeremiah 50 verse 38, it is written that a drought is against her waters, and they will be dried up. For it is the land of carved images, and they are insane with their idols.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining me for today's talk. There's an urgent situation unfolding in America, and today I'll unveil all the unnerving details. So let's get started with a critical question. Where were you on March 9th, 2022, when President Biden signed the death warrant on American freedom? On that day, in a hushed ceremony at the White House, without the approval of Congress, the states, or the American people, Biden signed into law Executive Order 14067. Buried in his order are a few paragraphs titled Section 4. The language in Section 4 makes Order 14067 the most treacherous act by a sitting president in the history of our republic, because Section 4 sets the stage for legal government surveillance of all U.S. citizens, total control over your bank accounts and purchases, and the ability to silence all dissenting voices for good. In this new war on freedom, the Dems aren't coming for your guns. No, they're thinking much bigger than that. They're coming for your money. And it's already started. Hi, my name is Jim Rickards. I'm a former advisor to the Pentagon, the White House, Congress, the CIA, and the Department of Defense. I'm also an attorney, investment banker, and author of 7 books on currencies and international economics. When places like Fox, CNBC, or Bloomberg want to know what's about to shake up the global economy, they call me. Most of all, like you, I'm a proud American patriot. The disturbing predictions you're about to see are based on my independent research and my contacts in the intelligence community. I've never made this kind of public announcement before, but it's my duty to pull the alarm. This is what I believe Section 4 of Biden's order means for all Americans. The U.S. dollar will be made obsolete. Soon your cash will be confiscated or will simply be worthless paper. The cash currency we have now will be replaced with a new programmable digital token. But the truth is, few outside the deep state recognize Biden's move for what it really is. If my predictions are correct, this is so much more sinister than simply replacing the cash dollar with a new digitized version. Friend, this new currency will allow for total control of all American citizens, because every digital dollar will be programmed by the government. That means they will be able to turn on or turn off your money at will. Not only that, but they'll be able to track and record every purchase you make. This is very different than online banking and has nothing to do with crypto. I'll explain everything in a moment. But what you need to know now is AOC has already publicly declared her support for a government-controlled spyware currency. The digital dollar means Dems will be able to punish any contribution, purchase, or even social media comment that they don't like. And this isn't something years away. It's starting now. Biden's secret army has been hard at work, and U.S. trials are already well underway. In fact, our government is racing to catch up. China and Russia have already launched pilot programs for their own digital currencies. More than half the countries in the world and almost 90% of central banks are testing or exploring a digital currency right now. In my opinion, it's not a question of will the U.S. implement a digital dollar. It's just a question of when. And the answer to that is it's already happening. Under Project Lithium and Project Hamilton, the new spyware currency has been quietly tested for several years. There's no stopping it. I predict we'll see a digital dollar in circulation next year or 2024 at the latest. But I do have some good news for you. It's almost too late, but you can still protect your assets and your freedom if you know exactly what to do. In the next 84 seconds, I'm going to outline everything for you. You'll see the ugly proof of their plan. You'll see what this could mean for you and your life savings. I'm also going to show you the only way I trust to protect your money and your freedom from Biden's new surveillance machine. I call it asset emancipation, and it's easy to do and understand. If you choose to take advantage of it, asset emancipation is a way to legally secure and even grow your wealth while hiding it safely away from Democrat surveillance and control. It's a loophole designed to outsmart a new spyware currency while potentially increasing your personal wealth. But you must know exactly how to do it, and that's what I'm going to show you today. I must warn you, some of this will be difficult to watch, but if you care about your money and your freedom, please do not turn away. Thanks to what you'll witness here, you're about to be much more prepared for the coming storm than your neighbors, and that's a very powerful position to be in. Imagine if you were German in 1923 and able to somehow avoid the 29,500% hyperinflation that made their money worthless. Or if you could have opted out of Roosevelt's confiscation of all private gold in 1933. That's the power of asset emancipation, and I'll show you everything right now. Thanks to Section 4 of Biden's Order 14072, ordering urgent research into developing the digital dollar, I believe the U.S. dollar, the standard of the world since 1792, will be replaced by a new currency, the digital dollar. These new electronic currencies are called CBDCs, or Central Bank Digital Currencies. I call the digital dollar Biden bucks because I want him to take full credit for what I consider to be crimes. This is not like the money in your online bank account. No, this is new and different. Every digital dollar will be a programmable token like Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies, but there's a big difference. Cryptocurrencies are decentralized digital currencies. Instead, if it plays out the way I see it, Biden bucks will have the full backing of the U.S. Federal Reserve. They will replace the cash, fiat dollar we have now, and will soon be the sole mandatory currency of the United States. When Biden bucks are rolled out, many experts, myself included, believe they will begin an era of total government control and surveillance. This is not hyperbole. This would dramatically expand the power and influence of the federal government, essentially acting as a new type of spyware. With Biden bucks, the government will be able to force you to comply with its agenda, because if you don't, they could turn off your money. This won't be like freezing a bank account. It will be so much easier, because Biden bucks will be digital tokens programmed at the source. They could be turned on or off at will with just a keystroke, and they could be reprogrammed at any time. With Biden's secret surveillance army running the show, the anti-freedom implications are almost limitless. For example, Biden bucks could be programmed to allow only certain kinds of purchases. Imagine what this new world could look like. You want to keep an internal combustion engine car? Your digital dollar suddenly won't pay for gas. Instead, you can be forced to buy an electric vehicle. That's just the tip of the fascist iceberg. They can force you to get vaccinated. They can force you into solar. They can force you to use less water or heat. They can force you to eat fake plant-based meat. They can control where you are allowed to travel. They can stop you purchasing certain items like guns, ammo, or survival supplies. They can control to which candidates you're allowed to donate. And they'll know every single place you spend your money forever. America would become a surveillance state like China or North Korea. Every single aspect of your life could be controlled because they'll control your money. In fact, I fully expect them to implement a social credit rating system like in China. Say the wrong thing on social media, buy the wrong thing, subscribe to the wrong news channel, give money to the wrong candidate, and your rating drops. Suddenly, your Biden bucks are frozen or disappearing from your account. This is already happening in China. There, a low social score gets you officially labeled untrustworthy. They can take away your ability to travel, restrict your internet access, deny your family the best schools or jobs. They may even take away your pets. I'm not kidding. All this is going on today. But that's China, an oppressive communist country. Could this really happen in a democracy? Just ask the truckers in Canada, because that's exactly what happened to them. Their Prime Minister Trudeau was granted special emergency powers during the peaceful trucker protest over his forced vaccination law. He then ordered all banks to freeze the accounts of the protesters and anyone who aided them in any way. And it wasn't just a threat. That fascist froze the bank accounts of nonviolent protesters. He locked up over $6 million in private accounts for protesting a forced vaccination law that truckers believe violated their sovereign human rights. Think about that. They protested his policies, so he took away their money. Think our current government would love to do that? Me too. Under Biden bucks, we'll lose many of our God-given American rights. They'll be replaced by total government surveillance and control. For almost all Americans, this will be the death of freedom forever. Almost all Americans, not you. You won't be a victim. You can beat Biden's surveillance army at its own game. The key is what I call asset emancipation. Asset emancipation was created to help you maintain and even grow your personal wealth, regardless of what happens to the cash dollar. Even better, it's designed to legally hide your assets away from government surveillance and allow you to potentially profit from the turmoil. For the record, asset emancipation has nothing to do with giving up your passport or fleeing the country. It has nothing to do with offshore banks or foreign currency trading. And you won't hear about it from your financial advisor because it's almost certain he has no clue about this loophole for legally opting out of the Biden-Buck surveillance program. I'll reveal everything in a moment, but I want to expose how deep this new conspiracy runs. Programmable currencies will soon replace all the cash currencies on Earth. More than half of countries and almost 90% of central banks are exploring or testing a digital currency right now. This includes Japan, Germany, India, France, the UK, Russia, Australia, Brazil, Canada, and China. In fact, China's new digital currency, the yuan, was used for millions of dollars worth of transactions at the Beijing Winter Olympics. The Economist has announced the rise of government-backed digital currencies, warning they will shift power away from individuals to the state. Even an institution as conservative as the International Monetary Fund admits these new currencies are the future of money. Make no mistake, no matter the outcome of any future elections, this is happening. The storm is closing in. If my research and predictions are correct, soon there will be no more cash. The dollar we know will be dead and buried, replaced by programmable Biden bucks. The Secret Surveillance Army has been working on this for years. The U.S. Federal Reserve has been quietly partnering with scientists at MIT to develop a digital currency to replace the dollar. They call this initiative Project Hamilton. Then this year, the Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation, the clearinghouse for U.S. stocks, bonds, and other security trades, quietly launched Project Lithium. Project Lithium is testing how a digital dollar will work in the financial markets once the current dollar is dead. Project Lithium is partnering with the Digital Dollar Project, a joint effort started in 2020 between Accenture, U.S. regulators, and tech leaders to create the digital dollar. Then on March 29, 2022, just days after Biden's Order 14027 was signed, Representative Stephen F. Lynch introduced H.R. 7231, the Electronic Currency and Secure Hardware Act. This act, co-sponsored by four other Democrats, orders the Secretary of the Treasury to develop a digital dollar. I believe we'll see the first rollout of the new digital dollar, Biden bucks, in 2023 or 2024. And it's right on schedule. You see, about every 40 to 50 years, there's a major disruption in U.S. monetary policy that increases government power at the expense of citizen rights. The Gold Reserve Act of 1934 was the first currency quake. In that shocking act of fascism, Democrat President Roosevelt ordered all U.S. citizens to hand in their gold. Yes, privately owning gold was made illegal. The government wanted it all. If you failed to comply, you faced huge fines or were jailed. Interesting how this fascist plot isn't taught in our history classes, isn't it? Then came currency quake number two, the Gold Standard Act of 1971, when the U.S. abandoned the gold standard for good. What happened then? The dollar got destroyed, rampant inflation continued, and the power of the Federal Reserve increased dramatically. I predict the death of the dollar is the third and final currency quake.
For more information, go to YouTube and type in Biden signs order for 24/7 surveillance of all U.S. citizens. The judgment has been set before Babylon.
We'd like to thank you for staying with us throughout the duration of today's broadcast.
Thank you so much.
And we also pray that you gain a better understanding of the topic at hand.
Amen. And of course, the topic was, is the USA Babylon?
Yes.
And the reason we want you to look through the Hebrew eyes of our Holy Savior. The Bible is God-breathed, and we want you to take a look at the characteristics of the United States of America.
Yes, ma'am.
That is likened to the historical Babylon of old. Now keep in mind, you won't find the word United States of America in the scriptures. And the reason being is because there was no United States of America on the earth when our Holy Savior walked the earth. You can't find that word in scripture from Genesis to Revelation.
That's right.
There were no English speaking people. There was no United States of America when he walked the earth. Let's pray. Will there be a United States of America when he returns? Now you read, well, we hope you read with us that Babylon has fallen. If it fell, what happened? This is something we need to pray about. Amen. We're not promoting anything. We're actually going over the scriptures with you, line up on line, so that we can look at it, pray about it. If there was no United States of America when he was on the earth, will there be a United States of America when he returns? We know the wicked world we're living in now. We know the chaos and confusion. We know the mixture and the mingling. And we know that we have grieved a holy
God. Oh, yes.
God, Elohim.
Yes, Lord.
Has been grieved. He said it would be nothing that he would not first reveal to those his prophets. Not a title, it's an office.
Yes.
We want to be worthy to bring this word to you.
That's right.
And we pray, we need your prayers, that we're not misleading anyone.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We want you all to stay alert.
Yes.
The times are changing. And we must be prepared before he returns.
Before he returns. We also brought you some information about the exchange of the dollar bill.
That's right.
Look into that for yourselves.
Amen.
Some of you already know about it. This is information we're sharing. And we pray you gain an understanding.
Amen.
By researching for yourself.
And we can't wait to bring another message for you next week.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord's will.
Amen.
So be prepared and stay alert and study to show yourselves approved.
Amen. And keep us in prayer. We need
always keep us in prayer. We'll keep you all in prayer as well.
Amen.
And remember, we love you. Elohim loves you more. God bless you.
If this program has been a blessing to you, please sow your generous love offerings to www.WelcomeHolySpiritIntlMinistry.org. That's www.WelcomeHolySpiritIntlMinistry.org. To give, use the donate buttons on the website and help us continue to bring the uncompromising gospel around the world during these end times.